Good morning. Welcome to Husky Nation News right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus, and UConn student-run TV station, UCTV. I am your host, Daniela Doncel, and here's the news of the University of Connecticut from this week. Students protested the Lockheed Martin company last Thursday for its bomb that killed 40 children in Yemen. This is the same company that brought in two helicopters for a ride over stores and for display for Lockheed Martin University Day at UConn. Senior history major Matt Hughes says the university is trying to impress students, but intelligence students are aware of Lockheed Martin weapons being used in Yemen.
I hope UConn immediately cuts all the relationships with Lockheed Martin, but I know that's not going to happen, so...
UConn spokesperson Stephanie Reitz says UConn supports students' rights to make themselves heard on any subject and in any manner, as long as it's done peacefully, as this protest was. A cheaper option for mental health care and therapy has closed its doors on UConn students in August. Daily Campus correspondent Alexis Charles says UConn's Humphrey Clinic for Individual, Couple, and Family Therapy offered $15 session services for students. Charles says students went there if they didn't want those services to show up on their UConn fee bill or family insurance. UConn spokesperson Stephanie Reitz says UConn Counseling and Mental Health Services knew for a while that the clinic was closed, and so they stopped sending them referrals. Reitz says former clinic clients are free to contact CMHS at UConn. UConn tree experts say a beloved tree on Storrs campus is looking dull, somber, and droopy, and it's now getting treatment. Daily Campus correspondent Jude Infant says the treatment involves using organic soil enhancer around the tree by Mirror Lake and aerating the soil so water can reach the root area. UConn Department of Natural Resources and the Environment Associate Extension Professor Thomas Worthley says the tree's sick because of an accumulation of natural complications that has weakened it. The tree is best known on campus for the two swings on it that have now been removed. Nursing student Caitlin Velios says the swing tree is a unique and personal part of UConn that students value deeply. Building Services Director Aris Ristau says they're exploring other options to bring the swing back. Daily Campus staff writer Gabriella De Benedictis says UConn's undergraduate student government is looking for a new deputy speaker and legislative coordinator for the 2018 to 2019 school year. USG Speaker of the Senate Joshua Crow says these positions will help with the increased workload that comes with all the new members of the body. Crow says the legislative coordinator will help senators produce legislation and in the right format. He says the deputy speaker will be working as the speaker's second. He says current members want to make sure all members uphold the core tenets of democracy and USG. As the nation waits to hear the result of the case with Brett Kavanaugh, UConn students stood in solidarity with Christine Blasey Ford. Listen here for more. Fog and rain did not stop students from holding a women's rally on Fairfield Way this past Tuesday to speak out in support of Christine Blasey Ford and against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
And thank you to Professor Ford, whose courage gives us courage and strength in these turbulent times. Yeah.
The UConn Youth for Socialist Action has organized the rally, and around 40 people attended. Daily Campus staff writer Gabriella De Benedictis says many organizations contributed to the rally, including Revolution Against Rape, UConn branch of the National Council of Negro Women, the Graduate Employee Union, and many others.
Our next speaker is Anastasia from Revolution Against Rape.
My name is Anastasia Martineau. I'm the president of Revolution Against Rape.
Revolution Against Rape is a club dedicated to ending rape culture on college campuses. Martineau is a junior psychology major and women's gender and sexuality studies minor. She says Revolution Against Rape advocates ending rape culture, as well as believing and supporting the survivor. She says the club also facilitates consent workshops at local high schools and collaborates with the Women's Center at UConn.
People of color, LGBT people, undocumented people, indigenous people, they're often left out of these narratives, and I would like to pause and recognize these voices now.
I am a survivor of sexual violence, and I know that I know how important it is when you have people in your corner and you have people standing up for you. And I can't just stand by and not stand up for someone else. So I really wanted to like get behind this issue. I absolutely believe Dr. Ford.
Martineau says she supports the event to stand with Ford and to make sure a person accused of sexual assault or harassment is not appointed to a position on the U.S. government. Martineau brings up Clarence Thomas as an example. President George H.W. Bush nominated Clarence Thomas to the Supreme Court after Anita Hill testified that he had sexually harassed her when they were work colleagues, according to Vox.
Kind of like the ideas of letting this happen again is we can't do that. It's like now or never. It's like we're not going to go backwards. We're going to keep pushing forwards.
Martineau says having the rally in a public place makes a statement.
You know, when you hear like those like rallies like being like chanted like across campus, like
what kind of power?
Union power.
We've got the power.
We got the power.
You can't turn away from it, and you can't pretend that this is an issue that doesn't exist, because it is so prevalent in our society.
Martineau says she wants to remind people to take care of their mental state, especially when such a triggering topic is on the media almost every day. Revolution Against Rape will hold their 8th annual march to end victim blaming. Martineau says the focus this year is rape culture through a multidimensional lens. To do this, the march will speak on a multitude of topics from policies to diverse communities, such as people of color and the LGBT+ community. It'll be on October 19th on Fairfield Way. For WHUS News, I'm Daniela Donzel. And now for a quick weather update. Today, you're going to see that it is sunny with a high near 63. And tonight, it will still be mostly clear with a low around 41. Tomorrow, you'll see that it'll be sunny with a high near 64. But Saturday night, you're going to see that it's patchy fogs after 5 a.m. Then on Sunday, the fog will continue between 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 74. And then on Sunday night, you'll see it is going to be around a low of 60. That's all the news we have this week. We'll now be going into a short break before starting the talk portion of our show. This week, we'll be talking to UConn PIRG leaders Walter Dodson and Emily O'Hara about the New Voters Project. It'll only be a portion of the interview aired on the show today. If you want to hear the full version and see a full transcript, you can go to whus.org.
University of Connecticut police arrested the White House correspondent from a conservative...
Fiestas de la Calle San Sebastian on Thursday.
My passion. Children are the future.
This budget sees UConn state funding cut by more than $300 million over the next...
High winds and heavy rain damaged a ventilation...
Undergraduate Student Government Student Services Committee released a petition after the...
Stories for students written by student journalists. Listen to Husky Nation News every Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Read articles and view photography on WHUS.org. Become involved by contacting News Director at WHUS.org. Stay informed with the WHUS News Team on 91.7 FM, WHUS Stores. And we're back. We'll now be moving into the talk portion of our news show. Please note, from this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. Enjoy the interview. We are talking here today because of a big project that you guys are starting this semester, which is the New Voters Project. And of course, this is very important with the midterm elections coming up. In 2016, UConn PIRG was able to register over 2,000 students, which bumped up the voter turnout to 23% in Mansfield. And your goal this year is 2,500. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So what do you think worked so well in 2016 when working on that New Voters Project then?
I want to start by saying that the fact that it's a nonpartisan campaign, which is something that we stress, allows us to go to every student and say, I mean, every student, I should say, that is a legal U.S. citizen and will be 18 on election day. Because we get a lot of international students saying, I'm foreign. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I would register you if I could.
Important distinction.
Important distinction. But,
important legal distinction.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think it's the nonpartisan nature of the campaign and the fact that we did grassroots organizing at its finest, which means on the ground work, working with like every single student that we could. It wasn't so much of the, I don't know, sometimes you see the way other campaigns could break down, not saying with PERG, but in general, they might not focus so much on the ground volunteers. They may just be a base managed by somebody else. I like to think that in 2016, every single volunteer felt like they mattered, and we were one big MVP family. I didn't want to leave the office afterwards, and I think that it showed, and I think people wanted to be a part of it, be a part of the crazy vote people.
I mean, I would agree. I mean, all the interns on that, well, the campaign was coordinated by our current state board chair, Carl Renato, who is who's a senior, and she was the campaign coordinator, and at the time, she was also our chapter chair, and the camaraderie that was built between the interns, who all were tactical coordinators, is what we call them. I was the tactical coordinator for dorm storming.
I was a tactical coordinator for class wraps or class announcements, as most people know them.
Yeah, and the camaraderie that was built, like Emily and I got really close. I got close with Carl. Like it was a family. It was like, and I think a lot of it was because of the fact that We all felt extremely passionate about, you know, it's our voice. It was the first election that I could vote in, and same for Emily. And it was like, oh my God, of course I want to vote. And like, why would I not? And wait a minute, you're not registered?
Right.
Oh, let me like make it as easy as possible. And I think that also had a lot to do with it too.
Yeah. Especially being, like I said, I'm going to keep stressing the nonpartisan thing, but like in a year where, you know, you don't want to create divisions where you don't need to. And I think being nonpartisan made it possible for us to develop a different dialogue.
Yeah. And I think that dialogue is centered around and this plays very much into our mission statement too. We want every student to have a voice. And when it comes to NVP, your voice is your constitutionally given voice. You're constitutionally given one, which is your right to vote. Mm-hmm. So making sure that everyone at least had the ability to use that right, I think is super key. And because we are nonpartisan, we can give it, we can let everyone use their voice and not just a few.
Yeah, and I feel like you were speaking about the nonpartisan thing and you're stressing it very much. And I wonder how we at least us in this room, saw how tense the political climate got, especially during the 2016 elections, and how they still are now with the midterm elections coming up. So with the idea of keeping this idea of being nonpartisan, but still understanding that there is this kind of mentality in society and on this campus right now of there's kind of two sides. How do you manage that? How do you kind of make sure, like, how do you speak to people when you're going and telling them you should go out to vote with this mentality that you know is present?
It's taken a lot of planning. this campaign has been planning and having planning calls since I'd say April or May of this past spring. Yeah, this past year.
She started to plan it in London.
Yeah, I was studying abroad and I was planning this campaign, which was fun. But getting back, we got right into our planning calls. And I think one of the first conversations I had with Carl, who was working on the campaign when it was a project to get us a certain certification as a campus politically, was we were talking about the idea of UConn having an identity. Like, who am I as a voter? And it ended up developing to be, I am a Husky and I am a voter. And then we worked on that further and thought, is everybody a Husky? Does everybody have to? What if you're, you know, a woman? I'm a woman and I'm a voter. Mm-hmm. Or I'm a poli-sci major and I'm a voter. And that's something that everybody has in common, regardless of who they are, you know, in their heart, in their mind, in their soul, whatever they want to identify as. Mm-hmm. Fundamentally, as like a citizen of the United States, you are a voter. And I think reclaiming that right and reclaiming that identity is the way that this semester, at least, we're going to encourage students to grab that right to vote and be excited and want to vote and have their voices be heard. Otherwise, I do worry about, you know, tension and creating an environment that isn't conducive to positive dialogue. Mm-hmm. But the idea of students being able to say, I am a voter, and like proudly say that is what, you know, is driving this campaign.
That's great. So obviously your goal is higher than what your goal was in, or what you were able to succeed in 2016. Are you trying any new methods and ways to reach that goal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So like I said before, we focus mainly on grassroots tactics. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. In 2016. This year we've grown a little bit more and we have other, I'm going to call them little tiers. So one tier is the grassroots product that we are so known for and that we are so good at, I think, as an organization, is getting out and just tabling, going into classes, clipboarding, and asking people to register. In addition to that, we're going to be having some really big events. We're aiming to have a party at the polls, which is literally going to be like a community event. Election Day was historically a day of a community, a festivity. It was really a time for people to gather, and we want to recreate that for people and give them something to enjoy in addition to just going to vote, which I personally enjoy on its own, but I'm unique. but beyond that, we're going to be having some really big events leading up to that date where we want to have more, you know, similar events where students can get excited about the idea of democracy. And we're going to be working with different groups across campus. I was so excited at the involvement fair getting to see all these groups, and we've already been in contact with so many of them about different ways that we can just work with them, volunteer together, register people together. And I think that's been really crucial. And working with so many willing faculty and administrators who want to see students be civically engaged. We've been so blessed this semester with people that want to, that are excited to work with us. They've been promoting our website, studentvote.org, everywhere. And that's been, the semester's 2 weeks in. I feel like I'm excited to say that.
A lot of it, I think that one of the most crucial parts about the campaign, especially now, especially in this election, but I think it also applies to 2016 and other very contentious cycles, is that, well, especially now, and like I said, this was only true, and this only started to be true in 2016, but our age group, the millennials, born, I think it's 88 through like 2000, like, is the rough one. Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're Gen X, but it's fine.
Yeah. Like, I think that, like, the unofficial is, like, if you remember the 90s, which is, like, whatever. But anyways, we are the largest voting demographic in the country. We have now surpassed baby boomers and the generation right after that, which I forget. But we are the largest voting demographic in the country. Wow. But we turn out the smallest amount. And we, as students, as a generation, we are upset with the way that politics is working.
Right.
We don't think that we're listened to nearly enough. If we did, we would have low to no cost textbooks. College would be far more affordable. Taking out a loan wouldn't mean I'm going to be stuck with this loan until I'm 65. The way those things are going to change is if we use our voice, our right to vote.
Yeah.
If we turn out, we can sway an election for the politicians who are going to take students' needs and students' wants into account. And if we want things to change, we have to vote. And that is what this campaign is. That is what is at our core. And I have the utmost confidence and faith that Emily will not only be able to reach her goal, but break it.
Oh, thank you.
It's gonna be great. Like, this campaign is gonna be unbelievable.
I'm very excited to see all these events that are definitely coming up. So, Walter, you were quoted by the Daily Campus saying, UConn Perg wants incoming students to know that UConn students take civic responsibilities seriously.
Yep.
Though the political climate today has helped in getting students to care about what's happening politics-wise, there are students on campus who are just not politically active. So what would you, or what do you say to a student on this campus who has absolutely no interest in registering to vote because they simply don't care?
I would say to look to 1 year ago when this university came under a budget cut of $350 million. And that was because there were legislators in Hartford that didn't take our needs and our wants into account. And to that student or those students, if their college, if their satellite university got shut down because of those budget cuts, then I would say, when are you going to care? Because that's the simple fact. The other thing is that, contrary to some folks' opinion, politics has to do with almost every part of your life. What we're doing right now is regulated by the FCC. That is a government agency. The roads that we drive on, is those are usually government-made and maintained. This university that we're all at the moment, is run by the state. These are institutions and parts of our everyday lives that are just so affected. And if we want to see, there's this great quote that I saw a few weeks ago that it's on the back of some shirts of a group that's registering people to vote. The name of the group is escaping me. But the quote is, "We're the change we've been waiting for." And that to me is just, that is the pinnacle of what I was talking about. Especially in that quote, the university has been unbelievable in assisting us in making, we want to institutionalize voter registration. We want to make it just such a normal thing that, oh, you go to UConn, oh, of course you're going to turn out and vote. My goal would be to have 100% of eligible voters on this campus vote. And whether that be in Mansfield, your hometown, I vote absentee. I am from upstate. Like, I am going to vote. And that's what I was talking about. And it comes back to, if you want your needs and your wants to be listened to, you better vote.
I know I directed this question to you, but I want to make sure, Emily, if you have anything to say, to be able to say that, to that point.
I mean, I am of the belief that everything is political. Even people who don't want to participate in politics, I am of the belief that all issues are political and all politics is local. And that's two quotes that I have combined and used for the last 3 years. But I think that if a student is passionate about anything in their life, whether it be their interest, whether it be a hobby, whether it be something that doesn't even exist yet. I mean, look at STEM majors. There are elements of their field that they're training for that aren't here yet. You're voting for your future when you vote today. So that's kind of what I personally feel. And also looking back to the One UConn Coalition with USG and GSS, I mean, that was a campus-wide effort of all students caring about one thing that ties us all together, and that inspired me for
being a Husky.
Being a Husky, and it comes back to one identity that we all share, and finding that identity and using it, and that's kind of what I would say to that student.
Great. So, besides the new Voters Project, our NVP, what other campaigns, what other new things can students look forward to from UConn PERG?
So, our Zero Waste campaign, which is being coordinated by Isabel Umland, she is taking her campaign to a pretty wide swath of the campus. They are aiming to do a lot of things. But there's a tactical coordinator on that campaign named Kelly Rafferty. And Kelly has been working with the town of Mansfield's Solid Waste Advisory Committee. It's literally called SWAC. and the Women of SWAC, it is an all-female committee, just by coincidence, but the Women of SWAC are trying, and they will get this done, they're trying to get a plastic bag ban passed in the town of Mansfield. Now, little known fact, the University of Connecticut does not have to abide by Mansfield town ordinances. So the Women of SWAC are going to get that done. And then Kelly is going to be she's going to act a lot like a liaison between SWAC and the university. So they, one of their larger goals, it's not by any means their only goal, one of their larger goals is going to get a plastic bag ban passed on campus. What we'd like to see is that, in lieu of plastic bags, which people use fairly often here, that at orientation, every student would receive a reusable bag. The feasibility of that is over my head, but that to me seems like the best thing, because orientation is a mandated activity. Mm-hmm. They give you a little supply bag.
And now everybody gets a recycling bag too.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. The university has taken massive strides, and that's why we're number three on the Sierra Club's green or cool school list. The university has been doing a fantastic job, but we think that they can do more. Yeah. In addition, zero waste. Our H&H campaign, which is our hunger and homelessness campaign, is being headed by Abhishek Gupta, and he's phenomenal. He came on to the campaign, I believe last year, and I believe maybe in the spring. But he's taking the campaign to new heights. He's going to be fantastic. And a lot of his focus is, in the past, H&H has had a focus on the local community, whereas Abhishek wants to focus on the effects of hunger and homelessness and poverty on campus, because contrary to popular opinion, there are students on this campus who are not as well off as a lot of us are, and bringing attention to that and saying that, okay, we've helped Willimantic or the Windham County and Tolland counties. Mm-hmm. Let's turn our eyes home. Mm-hmm. Let's look to here. Yeah. That's two of them. And then we're also continuing our work on textbooks. coming out of the success that we had in February, we're looking to build on top of that even more. We always hear that we are an internationally recognized and admired university. That is so true. Mm-hmm. And we are a major leader in open educational resources across the country. I talked about it earlier. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking to expand that infrastructure even more here. Mm-hmm. So that was three of them. I'll take the rest of them.
Sure. I'm so happy to see that Save the Bees is continuing. It's run by Gabrielle, is it Latour? Latour?
Yes.
Okay. Pronunciation of her name escapes me. However, she worked on the campaign last semester, and I'm really excited to see her run it because we've been hitting our goals with that campaign, and her goal is to help get a bee-friendly campus. Bee-friendly garden.
You already got that.
I know. We got the bee-friendly campus. Now we're going for a bee-friendly garden on campus so that students can benefit from learning more about the bees and also have a nice space that, you know, serves two functions. Mm. So we have that campaign. We also have our 100% renewable energy campaign continuing, which, you know, it started with Walter in the spring of 2017. Walter, you have to remind me, who's running that campaign?
Parth Patel. He's amazing. I love Parth.
Let's see, we've got 100%, we've got Save the Bees, Zero Waste.
MVP.
Textbooks. Oh, MVP, of course.
Textbooks. And that's it.
And that's it. Yeah, those are the five. I had to
those
make sure.
Are the five that we have confirmed. Mm-hmm. We're not sure if we're doing a sixth one yet.
Okay.
The campaign coordinator still doesn't know what direction she wants to take it in.
Okay.
So there might be a potential sixth one.
Okay.
Like we said. If students would like to, in any way, there's this great quote by I love quotes.
I love quotes too.
Okay, perfect. John McCain, the late senator, said, "If you find faults with our country, make it a better one." If students have found faults with this campus, we will help you make this campus a better one.
Great. Well, thank you so, so much for coming in and speaking with me. It was an absolute pleasure having this conversation with you.
This was so much fun, even though my voice is scratchy as heck.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, this was so great.
We love Wuss.
Great.
91.7.
Oh, right. Thank you. Thank
Stores
you.
Stores Alternative.
Oh, right. Listen, now. Listen. You know our brand. I appreciate
yes,
that.
Of course.
Well, thank you once again, and thank you to all the listeners who listened to all this information that we had to give. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you to the Daily Campus and UCTV for collaborating with us, and thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music. I have been your host, Daniela Doncel, and you are listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Best of luck to you all, and have a wonderful day.